Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, Culture Punch Podcast. How's everybody doing? Today's episode is going to be one that might be a little bit controversial. But, you know, let's just go ahead and start jumping right into it. So we are, I don't know how far along I'd say since sports has not been played, but I'm going to start off with some news first and then we'll get into the controversial topics. So it was announced today that the NBA and the NBA Players Association agree to withhold 25% of players' paychecks. That's going to start May 15th. And, you know, NBA has had their, looks like they have their bases covered. They have a clause that gives the NBA the right to alter payment to players if an unexpected event such as a natural disaster or pandemic impacts the league and prevents it from playing games. The 2019-20 NBA season has been suspended since March 11th and all because of the pandemic, which Rudy Gobert, he tested positive for, and after that they suspended it. And that's why we are where we are now. But to, you know, diving into this a little bit, you know, it's crazy that it's March 11th, today's April 17th. And we are already talking about like life. It's impacted us a lot not having sports. And that's just so crazy because if you really think about it, sports has really become a big part of our culture, our way of life, I guess. And that's why I said that this episode might be somewhat controversial, because here's the way I look at it. I look at it like this, okay? In the midst of this pandemic and how crazy everything is, the fact that we are discussing sports as one of those topics that we are deprived of is really impacting like a lot of people. If you really look at it, like there's social media is full of like day X amount without sports. And then, you know, like weird little meme videos that just show people not doing anything or not knowing what to do with themselves because there's no sports. Now I go back to what I said when I mentioned that it's become part of our culture, which it has. Sports is one of those things that is embedded in the culture, just like music and just like politics in today's day and age, you know, believe it or not. But it like I said, it baffles me that is one, it's causing such a big impact on a lot of people. And I think what this pandemic is doing is it's really making us look in the mirror and ask ourselves some tough questions. You know, the fact that we are running out of things to do creatively, maybe that a lot of people are losing their minds, not to a full literal, you know, extent, but in a way they are, you know, because people are deprived of that in which they love sports, you know, NHL, NBA, MLB, like all those sports would have been going on right now. And obviously, that's not happening due to the crisis that the whole world is facing, but it's insane. I was thinking about it today. I was thinking about it earlier and I was having a discussion with my cousin and I was like, you know, we were discussing back and forth, like they should figure out a way to play and finish playing the season. Now going to the NBA, cutting 25% of salaries from players because the season's not going on. They're not getting TV money. They're not getting the ticket sales and things like that. My cousin also mentioned they should, like for the NFL, for example, they should play, but with no fans. And I told him, I said, here's the problem with that is if you play with no fans, you're going to be losing out on so much money because of ticket sales, merchandise, concession, parking. You lose out on so much money from not having that. And here's the other side of that. Now, I'm all about everyone getting paid and everyone getting their bread. I'm all about that. Here's the thing, though. If you're going to do an NBA season, don't forget that they just passed where there's going to be extra games. Smaller preseason, but more games. Now they add an extra team to each conference of the playoffs. So now you have 7 teams instead of 6 on each side, NFC, AFC. With these new rules, it was meant to make more money. Now, they're still going to get a portion of the money that they get from being on television. Obviously, they have deals with ESPN, NBC, CBS, Fox. But here's why I don't think that's a good idea. And this, I could just be looking at it from the corporate side of things, but here's the reason why I don't think that's a good idea. If they play the games, you now have to pay them full salaries. Now, I don't know if you were already doing that, if you're still continuing to do that, because the NFL has billions of dollars, but we'll get to that in a minute. The NBA had something in place where they cut back 25% of pay if, in case of a, it literally says a natural disaster or a pandemic. Like they, you know, they covered all their bases when it came to that. I don't know if the NFL did that, but here's the problem. That's where I was saying I'll get back to it. The NFL, they have all this money and they're perceived to have all this money. Obviously, like when you work for a company, a lot of employees do this. An entry-level employee is going to look at a business. Let's say you do some kind of service. Say you do landscaping. And let's say you put this guy on a crew that gets to see what estimates are done, or estimates are being done. He shadows a supervisor and they do on the field estimates. You want your grass trimmed, you want your bushes, whatever, all that stuff, right? Let's say you know it's going to take you guys 30 minutes to do all that stuff. Two guys, 30 minutes. You charge them $100. To that employee, he sees it like, wow, we just made $100 in 30 minutes and I'm getting paid $9 an hour. That's just the way the mind works. So they break it down and say, so I'm making four and some change an hour or for that job when we just made $100. Obviously, employee not understanding that there's overhead. You know, a lot of that covers taxes, liabilities, overhead, fuel, equipment, you know, things like that. And I don't know, I would feel the NBA is to that degree on a higher level, because we know from their stock and just the money that's out there with the NFL is big. So from a player standpoint, they say there's billions of dollars that are made every year from the NFL. Why can't they pay me my $12 million? Why can't they pay me my $30 million a year? Whatever it is. And I really do believe that that's one of those things that's going to come up if you try to play the season. If you try to play the season, you're going to have teams struggling to pay their guys, and to the point where I think it may bankrupt them, maybe even where they have to sell. So imagine team owners having to sell because of this pandemic. And that's a possibility. People don't think that is, but that's a possibility, because what happens when you have these TV rights is the majority of that cut gets cut to the NFL as a whole. Doesn't get cut mainly. The teams don't see a big portion of that. Now I have to do my research, but I'm pretty sure, I mean, they might not even make anything at all, but if they do, it's very minimal. And NFL will continue to make their money, but the NFL is not going to bail out owners or teams. They're just the league in which the owners bring their team to. And that's the way it operates. So a lot of the way the revenue is brought in from your team is through ticket sales, merchandise, concession, parking, season passes, obviously, things of that nature. In that extent, that's where their money's being made. And that's how they pay for the players. How are they going to do that if now you want to, the discussion with my cousin was play without any fans. For a full season, that doesn't work. Now that September's a good amount of ways away. The problem is that you don't know if we're going to get, obviously we're not getting OTAs, but you don't know if you're going to get mini camps. You don't know if you're going to get a preseason. You don't know if you're going to get any of that, because we don't know when this whole pandemic is going to be over. But the discussion is that we need sports. How are we going to do it? So people are scheming and trying to come up with ways to, obviously we all have our opinions and that's what's going on. Maybe that's a way to pass time, but that's a conversation I've had with a lot of people lately, is how can we get sports back on? And I sit back and I'm like, wow, I can't believe sports is one of those things we're actually in need of. Like toilet paper, food, That's another thing. I haven't heard one person talk about it, but Tyson just went out of business, but they just closed their doors. Tyson Meats, the ones that sell all the chickens that you see everywhere, Walmart and all that stuff, they had an issue, so they closed down. One of the biggest distributors in the United States for meat had an outbreak, not in their animals, but I think there was some in the animals where they suspected. So they're killing a couple. It might be Tyson. They're killing a bunch of chickens. But going back to the main distributor, they are shutting the doors also, temporarily, of course. But they can't do it. They had an outbreak, and it's just not worth the liability. So what does that mean? That means that there could be a shortage of meat, but we're concerned with sports. It's crazy. You really start to pick apart what makes, and again, that I think that that asks you, that begs the question, like, who are you as an individual? And a lot of, I've seen things on the internet where they say things like, I'll never look down on someone who works from home or like a stay-at-home mom because they have it maybe even harder than I do. And just things of that nature, because think about it, a lot of people are staying home with their family, with their kids. And think of the marriages that aren't at their best. And now you're locked in your house together. It's either going to make you or it's going to break you. But it's one of those things that has you face reality, look in the mirror and say, who am I? Like, what am I going to do? I'm going to come at it. It's like, I've said this before. Like, I think now is a perfect time to turn to God. You know what I mean? Like, people want hobbies and they do things. And I'm not saying religion or anything of that nature is a hobby, but there's a reason why people in prison do it. And it's funny because like, there's a bunch of heat on Ellen because Ellen DeGeneres said that staying in her mansion, this isn't her words, obviously. She said staying home is like being in prison, but everyone's spinning it, like the radio and all of them are saying, like, you have a mansion and you're comparing it to prison. So she got a lot of heat for that. It's just an opinion she was trying to give. I don't think of it one way or the other. I mean, I don't think she understands, like, you know, you can never really understand when you're at that level, what it is to be in a smaller home and be stuck. And like, maybe even the concept of prison or jail, like really what that does to someone mentally. But the fact that someone, a celebrity staying home, is causing all this panic or just all this discomfort to the point where they don't know what to do with themselves. We are all in that same boat. And that's one of the things we've been saying on this podcast is we are all in this together. It's just insane and crazy that, like, to see that what people are, like, what it's doing to people. And social media has just been an outlet. Like, imagine if there was no social media, like, really what people would do. Like, how bad would it get if there was zero social media? Now, you know, the conspiracy theorist in me goes back to, you know, this could be some kind of beta or, you know, and I'm not saying that this isn't real, because obviously this is real. I've heard the conspiracies where this isn't even real. It's all play. Like, you don't know. Do you personally know someone who has it? Exactly. You don't. So that way, how do you know if it's real? Like, I don't believe that. I believe this is real 100%. But what I'm saying is that, like, get a taste for how easy it is to manipulate the masses. And then later on in life, go full blown with, you know, like I said, Order 66, or it's just something like crazy. And this could give you all the analytics that you need in order to figure out, like, what works, what doesn't. But the fact that we, and I bring that up because, you know, social media could be one of those things. Maybe they say that there was something wiped out with the internet. All social media servers are down. You know, you may still have internet, but it's on a smaller scale. There's not enough internet to go around to the server. Like, you know, I'm just saying, like, make up all this stuff. It could happen, right? And if it does, like, what would you do personally? Would you know what to do? So then there's, you know, I say religion, there's God. You know, a lot of people already read. Imagine reading history that matters. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, just food for thought. But, you know, I don't know how everyone else is doing out there. I don't know if you guys are all right, if everything's all right. But like, again, I keep saying this, we are in this together. And we just need to remember that. But yeah, the fact that sports was one of the things that's driving people crazy. Like, that's a discussion. It still just baffles me. Not that where's the vaccines? No vaccines. When this is all done, when it's all done, when will that be? But when it's all done, they're saying that quarantine might have to happen for 2 years. I'm sorry, not quarantine, 2 years, or half of the population might have to be quarantined for 2 years in order for this to really fast forward and heal, I guess, you know, to get to that end point where it's just completely gone and it no longer is being transmitted, airborne, things of that nature. But those things aren't being discussed. It's where's my sports? And it's an outlet. It seems like it's just an outlet. It's an outlet for people who are, you know, at home. Even if you work, people are used to getting off of work and watching the game, whatever sport that is. Now, I say this to people that I know, and it's, you know, because I'm one of the. It's a small circle of people that I know that actually like wrestling. But I mentioned, like, if you guys want to watch sports, WWE's on. Now it's sports entertainment. It's not necessarily sports. You know, that Ronda caught a lot of heat saying that it was fake. I don't think it's fake. I think it's premeditated. It's staged. Sure. But those guys are really taking those bumps. They're really getting punched. They're really getting kicked. They're getting slammed. Again, it's on a mat. You know, it's soft stuff, but their body's still having to endure. Like, when they jump out of the ring and do things of that, like, they're still making that contact. Getting put through tables is not a fake thing. It's not fake. It's just staged. So I think there's a big difference. And Ronda caught a lot of heat for saying it was fake. And Nia Jax said she was going to knock her out. Like, it's crazy. And that's Ronda's thing, is Ronda made those comments because she said that they asked her, like, would you go back or you, do you want to go back? And she said she loved the locker room. She loved doing it, but she just couldn't stand the fans. And it goes back to her being mentally weak. Her first loss, she was talking about suicide because she had no self-worth. It's the only thing I can think of. When you invest your life into everything, it reminds me of, like, when you have someone coming out of high school who's the man. You see it in movies all the time. Maybe they get hurt and then everything just goes away. They literally don't know what to do with themselves because that has been their whole life and they were building towards something. So that when that gets snatched from you, you don't know what to do. And again, I think that just comes with mental toughness. There's all aspects of it, not just in sports, but in Ronda's case, she lost. She could still do it. She could have done it at the time. It wasn't like I'm never going to be able to fight again. It's completely gone. No, she just suffered her first loss in knockout fashion. Shouts out Holly Holm. I mean, she did it, and she was talking about killing herself. This is Ronda Rousey. And I'm like, man, mentally weak. Fast forward, she talks about Amanda Nunes, and then again, she gets knocked out. And then she's just, I'm done. I retire pretty much. I'm going in the WWE. And she's the man in WWE for a while, which is funny because I mentioned this to Hobbs. I said, she was, I don't think we were getting the best out of the women because they were trying harder to make Ronda look good than giving us their normal abilities. If that makes any sense. So let's take Charlotte Flair. Charlotte Flair is really good in the ring. I think there was more that she needed to do in order to make Ronda look good or maybe mask some of the bad, because she's still learning. She was in a learning curve, but, you know, she says she loved all that. It was the fans that she didn't like. So it goes fast forward. Again, she don't like the fans because she was supposed to be the baby face, and they were cheering for Charlotte when she was supposed to be a heel. Well, Charlotte's put in the work and people like Charlotte, Ronda. There's a stigma to Ronda, and she literally hated it. And to this day, she hates the fans because of that. Mental weakness. Just weak mentally. Now you go on and you say that it's fake. Someone who fights 300 times a year would die. I'm sure that's the case. There's a reason why they brand themselves as sports entertainment and not an actual sport. But again, to say it's fake after you do it, I think it's just is just blasphemous. Honestly, I think it's disrespectful and blasphemous because you, out of all people, know it's not fake. Look at Becky Lynch. Nia Jax broke her nose. That doesn't seem fake to me. It wasn't supposed to happen, but she was supposed to, that's just what happens. It's not, see, so there's a big difference between fake and staged, but you know, I mentioned wrestling because wrestling is a sport that's still going on. They're in Florida and they have somehow gotten the governor of Florida to label them as an essential business. So they're still able to do their thing. Post WrestleMania, WrestleMania was a dud. A lot of people are praising the stage matches like the Bray Wyatt match and the Fire Funhouse. But I thought that was stupid. I didn't like it. But I guess, you know, I what do you expect? Maybe I'm just being too hard. Honestly, I don't know. I didn't like it. Maybe I have to watch it again. I keep telling myself that, so I need to watch it again. But it's like you make do with what you have. Maybe that's why it was great. It kind of reminds me of the Tiger King. I tell people this all the time. I don't believe the Tiger King documentary would have been big if it wasn't for this quarantine. Like, I don't think a lot of people would have turned on to it as much. I think it would have caught some, all documentaries that get on Netflix, get pushed. You know, they catch some kind of wave, but the way it's taken off to be the most popular ever, I don't think that would have been the case. But same thing with this. I just think that, if WrestleMania was what it was supposed to be, if you try to pull something like that, I think it would have been caca. But, you know, obviously, what do I know? But wrestling is a good way for you to get your fix of sports if that's what you want to do. Me, you know, I have kids. My mom asked me today, she said, like, are you losing your mind? Because she's never asked me that. She said, are you losing your mind? Like having to be there with the kids all the time and, you know, just constant because, you know, you're used to doing this and doing that. And I said, no. I said, but you can see it in my kids. Like my youngest, he's going to be one. And my son, shouts out, my son, his birthday's tomorrow. It's going to be four. But he, you know, he's used to going like Chuck E. Cheese and he's used to going to the park and he's used to just being out. And the only thing we do now to get him out of the house is just go for a walk around the neighborhood. Even that to him is not as fun because you can tell he wants to walk for a purpose. And when we used to walk to the park and he knew that. But then when we don't go straight and we turn, he knows we're not going to the park. And so now he's learned that. So he's just to the point where he's like, whatever. And, you know, we play in the backyard more. So the backyard gets a lot more use, which is good. But I told my mom, I said, it's not me that's losing my mind. I think it's them. And it's got them all riled up. You know, they're acting a little bit more than they usually do. But, you know, not to where I'm losing my mind, you know, but it's one of those things that you get tested for sure. And that's why, like a couple of my friends, I've talked to a couple, I haven't talked to a lot of people, honestly. Like shouts out Troy. Troy's one of those people that didn't let this quarantine get to him. Like if you follow him on social media, you see that he's doing things. Like they're out, they're hiking, they're doing ghost town. Like they're doing all this cool stuff where they're just trying to like, and I not only is that Troy's personality, but I think a part of that is also trying to do it for his kids. And the fact that he'll go out of his way to do that for his kids just shows what kind of father he is, you know? But they go in ghost town, searching, hunting, I don't know what to call it, but they're going to ghost towns as a family, just, you know, exploring. Obviously there's no one there. So, I think that's pretty cool that they're finding hobbies to do during this time. Now, others I've seen just really attached to social media and whether that's your outlet or not, I think social media is not healthy, but in this time, I haven't really seen any negativity. So maybe this is the best time to be on social media. The fact that no one's cyberbullying, no one's, you know, doing the most on there right now. Everybody's just kind of like in the same boat with the same expressions. TikTok is really taking off. That's something I've definitely seen is TikTok is, I don't think I've seen so many TikTok videos in my life. I don't even have TikTok, but they're on Instagram now. And people that I follow will post it in their story. I don't know how to do that, but it's crazy. And some of them are entertaining, right? But it's funny the way it's taken off. Like TikTok's a thing now. It's crazy. Like I said, that's one of those outlets people are attaching to social media. Me, we've done projects around the house. and I still have projects that need to get done. But like my schedule's been wonky lately, and it's weird. So I haven't really been, I've been in a funk, but as far as like trying to get out and do things, like we try to do that. We try to do some stuff for our kids. You mentioned on this podcast early on in the quarantine, me and Hobbs went skating, but we haven't really done anything like that lately. You know, shouts out Hobbs. He's a big supporter of the podcast and he's getting people follow. So, you know, glad that he's come on. You know, he has some expressions and opinions that I can relate to and some that I oppose to, but I enjoy discussing, you know, and that was the whole point of the podcast. That's the whole point of this Quarantine Chronicles. It's just to let you guys know we're in it with you guys. Let's talk about some shit. Let's talk about something serious. Let's talk about something that's not serious, whatever. You know what I mean? But like, let's get into it. And that's what I enjoy. I enjoy just diving into it. I don't know. It's fun. Sports is one of those things that I talk about a lot on this podcast and I haven't had the chance to. UFC got canceled. I know you guys saw that. Khabib can't fly out. So now Gaethje's fighting Ferguson. Like, you know what I'm saying? Boxing, there's not really much going on with boxing. It's hard to talk. I mean, there's not really much going on in sports. Shouts out to ESPN and like First Take and those guys that they still figure out things to talk about. Obviously, there's discussions and people's contracts and people being social on their social media talking about trades and how unhappy they are and things like that. So they have topics to talk about. Ronda wilding out, like these things give you things to discuss, but it's not the same. You know what I mean? Like there's no NBA stats. There's no Sports Center top 10. Like there's nothing like that. Like they are doing reruns. I haven't watched any reruns. I'm weird though. It's hard for me to watch sports that I have already seen because I don't know. It's just weird. It's boring to me. The only thing that I can rewatch is fights. UFC and boxing. I can rewatch those. It's hard for me to rewatch soccer games because I know what happens. Like in soccer, there's not a lot of things that happen in soccer. So if the game ends 1-0 and you know what happens, you're waiting however long for that first goal. Two scenarios. If it happens within the first 5 minutes, are you really going to really watch the rest of the game? If it happens in the last 5 minutes, are you really going to watch the whole freaking game when you know when the goal happens? Like that's why it's hard for me to watch things like that. Basketball, maybe if I don't remember what happened, you know, go back a couple years, go back 4 years, maybe 5 years when I don't really remember what happened with that certain game. Maybe, but I can't watch it. It's just fights, man. Fights is entertaining. Gladiator style. Just get in there two guys in either a ring or a cage and just battle it out. That's always entertaining, regardless if you know who wins. Unless it's one of those like technical. Well, you know, even then I like to watch them. Like if there's like a lot of ground and submission and things like that, just so you can see like the transitions and how people defend transitions and just a different aspect of MMA. That's one thing that's lost nowadays, I feel, is the ground game. But, you know, it's one of those things. I feel like I vented more than anything on here, but main thing was just sports being one of those things that are driving people crazy. That's a serious conversation instead of the vaccines and the meats and everything else going on. You know, I don't know. Fact that President Trump pulled the funding from the Global Health Organization because they didn't do anything to stop the spread. You know, that's not something I've seen anyone talk about. But, you know, President Trump said we're pulling, and when they're the main, like China only gives about 40 million a year to the global health. And I think the United States give close to like 500 million. We're the main distributor provider when it comes to sponsoring them for research and things like that. And so President Trump was pissed that they didn't put a ban on flights or travel in China, that they hid it. First of all, he was pissed that they didn't release this information. So the fact that they did nothing and hid it and did not ban travel, allow travel to continue, that helped the virus spread and he was mad about it. So he pulled funding, but see, though, these are serious topics that are going on right now, and you don't hear about it. It's crazy to me. I keep saying, I feel like I'm a broken record. Maybe you guys are getting tired of me saying the same thing, but The main point of this was just to see how you guys are doing. Let you guys know that there is wrestling out there. If you guys are looking to get some kind of sports in, maybe now's the time to be a fan. You can always turn to religion. Go for a run. It's hard. I know a lot of people exercise and that's part of people's lives, but exercise in the way of like lifting weights. I saw someone in my Instagram today that I follow that they are used to going to the gym all the time too. And now because they're a couple, it's husband and wife, they put cement in 5 gallon buckets with a pole. And now they got, they got these makeshift weights for bench presses and squats and all that stuff. And so him and his wife can enjoy it. Like it's just, people are getting creative, but like other people, it's really affecting them. People who don't really run that much. Obviously you guys know I play soccer and I run, but outside of that, I try not to because man, I get pretty bad shin splints sometimes. And especially now I haven't really done any stretching or anything like that. Like it'd be bad. Yeah. I don't know. One more thing that they did with soccer. I like that the Italian league, Juventus in general, was the catalyst for, having players agree to take less money because they're not playing. So they can't afford to pay them. They were up front. Ronaldo's like, I get it. Italian league was like, I get it. I don't know why they haven't done that in other leagues yet, but I'm sure it's coming. The Premier League has the most money and I'm not sure why they haven't tried to figure that one out. Again, I don't know what's going on over there. I don't know if they're struggling or not. They're not playing. They might be fine. They might not be struggling. Who knows? It's funny because people struggle to pay transfer fees of 100 million plus that they have to do it in payments. I don't understand how they'd still be able to pay the players weekly. Some players make $250,000 a week. Like imagine that. Like it's crazy. I don't know. Let me know what you guys are doing. Let me know if there's anything you guys want to talk in particular. I can get more in depth about those the pulling out of the funding the Global Health Organization and things of that, talk about things that President Trump's doing in the task force. It's another thing, the task force has been, they were like on every day talking about what they were going to do. There's so many different things going on, try to focus on what we do have and try not to focus too much on what we don't have. I think that's the only way we're going to survive all this, being that we're isolated from people and a lot of us need that or just really enjoy that human to human contact. And maybe this is a chance for us to understand how important that is since we spend a lot of time on social media and, the millennials, a lot of them don't have the communication skills they should have because they're just used to communicating with a screen in front of them. Now's the time to change that narrative. Show how important human to human contact is. I'll close with this. I kind of already mentioned it where, we got to understand that we're in this together, but focus on what you guys do have and not what we don't have. That's really the only way we're going to get through this. And for anyone out there who feels alone, because I know that there can be times you can feel alone. I think now, because I normally wouldn't recommend social media, I think now is actually a pretty safe time to be on any kind of social media platform because there's a lot of love being spread, just phenomenal. And this is the time where the hate is kind of stopped and it's not going on. So I think that if you are alone, obviously you got a friend in this podcast, but you also, I think, can turn to some of your cyber friends and just kind of engage, whether it's liking a comment here and there, whether it's sending a meme or a GIF or posting, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if you only have 2 views or 3 likes or 6, whatever it is, those 3, 4, 5, 2, 1, whatever it is, tells you those many people are at least paying attention. Maybe that one person can make a difference and not make you feel so alone. I don't know. But like I said, thank you for tuning in and supporting this podcast. brought, I've mentioned this before, but for those of you guys who aren't aware, this might be a perfect time to get with our affiliate sponsor and Instacart. They are a grocery delivery service. Go check them out. They can get you 10 to 20% off your first purchase. I think it's a minimum purchase of 30 or 35 bucks, but they can get you set up. You can purchase memberships through them where you pay X amount for the month or X amount for the year. And they're a really good company. They might be someone that can bail you out, especially they might have something that you, who knows, you might not be able to find if you guys are still struggling on toilet paper. But, you know, check them out. Go ahead and follow us on social media. We are on Instagram and Facebook as Culture Punch Podcast, and Twitter is Culture_Punch. Again, thank you guys for supporting this podcast. Appreciate all the love. Appreciate all the engagement. We're going to have some new guests whenever this is all said and done. But we're also going to have some old guests with the phone interviews and things of that nature, because I really enjoy doing that. And I think it's really working out. So I appreciate you guys. And you guys take care. You guys stay safe. And continue to spread positivity and love. Thank you, guys.